This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, this company is crushing it. I told you last time, I like the company. Go out and buy it. At that time, they came on the show, they were trading at around 14 cents. Now they're trading at 25 cents. We're talking about Sanuwave Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today to give us an update is the CEO of that company, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Glad to be back. Thank you.
You know, we've gotten so many new listeners since the last time you've been on the show. So give us a little bit about statement of what you guys are about and what you do.
Sure. Sanuwave is a healthcare device company. We've been around for about 10 years, and we use acoustic shockwave therapy to help heal and treat wounds and internationally orthopedic injuries, so tendonitis, muscle aches, things like that. It's really a shockwave therapy company, and these are shockwaves that are super intense, and now we'll be in the U.S. market for the first time. We've had some good news recently on that.
That's awesome. You know, you were on my show back in September of 2016. At that time, you were waiting for some FDA clearance. You finally got that on December the 28th of 2017 around 2 p.m. So congrats on that. So where do we go from here? What does that mean for the company?
Sure. That's the big event that we've been waiting for. We've been waiting probably 7-plus years for that event to occur. We've been working with the FDA to get this clearance so that we can market our product in the U.S. We will be treating diabetic foot ulcers. That's what we're cleared to treat. Diabetic foot ulcers are a really nasty disease. There's about 30 million Americans who have diabetes. It's around 9.5-10% of the population. About somewhere around 18-20% of those diabetic patients will develop a diabetic foot ulcer during their lifetime. And so it's about 1.8 million of diabetic foot ulcers a year in pure numbers. The cost to treat a diabetic foot ulcer ranges between $30,000 to $45,000. So it's a massive market opportunity for us to treat diabetic foot ulcers with our device. And we're really proud of the team that we've gotten the clearance to bring the product to market in the U.S. And since that, since we got the clearance, our phones have been off the hooks with clinicians, doctors, wound centers, hospitals, domestic and international, all asking to get hold of the device so they can treat the epidemic, the diabetic foot epidemic that's out there.
And that's a class 2 medical device?
Correct. Yep. A class 2 medical device. It's, the treatment takes about 3 to 5 minutes. It moves pretty quickly. Our protocol is 8 treatments over a 10 week period. We've had, statistically fantastic success. That's why the FDA cleared us to bring the product to market.
You know, I want to switch gears here for a second, talk about international. Your international business has always been the focus on your company. Anything new that you might be able to update us on this?
Sure. So since the last time we got together, we actually signed a very large deal in Brazil. The Brazilian opportunity is they're probably the number 3 or 4 wound company in Brazil, and it's a company called Mundi Med. Their parent company is Grupo Med, and they have they're doubling every year. They're really growing quickly in the wound care market in Brazil. Brazil's a little smaller than the U.S. from a population standpoint, but has a higher diabetes rate than the U.S. and so the diabetic foot ulcer rate is similar to that of the U.S. But they don't have advanced therapies like we do here in the U.S. And so the opportunity for us is extremely large. On our conference call talking about Brazil, we talked about our upfront payment, which was seven figures plus, and that the net present value of the deal was worth north of $25 million. And at the time, our market cap was, you know, somewhere around 15. So we, if we did nothing else, Brazil's worth more than our company. So it's very exciting for us.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He's the CEO of Sanuwave Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB market, ticker symbol SNWV. Now, you hit on five or seven of your goals for 2017. Any goals or milestones for us to measure your success for 2018?
Yeah, you know, 2017, we missed, we hit five of our seven goals. The one we missed that I'm most upset about was the number of shipments internationally, and that we came in probably four lighter than expected. So instead of 44, you know, we shipped a whole bunch. But as we look at 18, we're especially with the U.S. approval that we've received, the clearance to market the product, you know, I think you're going to see us at least double revenue in 2018. That's one of our goals. You'll see us announce at least one more Brazil-type deal with a different country or region of the world, you know, probably similar size to Brazil. We'll launch some new studies that will help support the growth of the diabetic foot ulcer business in the U.S., and then you'll see us bring on some new employees to help support the growth in the company. So all in all, I think we're, you know, the goals that I've outlined for my board are really positioning us well for, you know, the continuation of doubling revenue, doubling device placements, and really expanding into the U.S. aggressively, both from a new hire standpoint and from a device placement standpoint.
Is your market cap still around $34
million? Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, where our stock price is somewhere in the, you know, 24, 25 category today. It had a nice move after the FDA came out and announced our clearance. And hopefully we'll have a lot of follow-on information and news over the next few months that will help people understand just how big this market opportunity is for us. It's, you know, from a revenue opportunity standpoint, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, not tens of millions, but more hundreds of millions. So we're very excited about executing on our plan.
Yeah, I still think your stock is still very, very undervalued here at 25 cents. I think that it can go much, much higher from here. In closing, Kevin, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, I just think it's, you know, if we're back here every 3 months, we'll have more updates. And each time we come back with an update, it seems like it's been really positive. So I'm looking forward to, you know, coming back on Uptick in sometime in the next 3 months and talking about some new countries or some new indications, some new things that we can do with our device. So it's an exciting time for us right now.
The guest that we've been highlighting is the company Sanuwave Health. I want my listeners to take a look at it. I think it's undervalued. I'm one man. That's my opinion. 25 cents. It's a steal down here. Check it out on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. Kevin, thank you very much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 60 or 70 days and give us an update.
Great. Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.